Hello, everybody. Welcome to LettermanRow.com. I'm Jeremy Birmingham, and this is a special commitment edition of Bermanology. One of Ohio State's top targets in the class of 2023 has decided on his college future, and we're going to talk to him right now. Luke Montgomery, the decision is made 364 days after Ohio State offered you a scholarship.
Yep.
You have announced your decision to attend Ohio State. So let's just start right there.
Yeah.
Why was it Ohio State?
Well, from the beginning, it was always, Ohio State was always the top one to beat. And I'd go into the other visits and just be like, how does this compare to Columbus and the city of Columbus and Ohio State, obviously. So, that's what I did after every visit. And I'd still come back to wanting to go to Ohio State. And that's what ultimately came down to. And I know Coach Day wanted me, as fast as he could so we could get this class rolling with Will, Josh, said
and Ty.
Yep. So yeah, that's,
you know, it was about a year ago. I was here at your house after the offer happened.
Yep.
And you told me as I was getting ready to leave, you said, I know I'm going to Ohio State,
yeah,
but it'll probably be end of November, end of the mm-hmm. season. Right. And I'm like, okay, we'll see.
Yep.
Are you surprised at how much you actually thought about other schools?
Not necessarily. My mom and dad always told me, if I had this opportunity to make sure I really want to go to a school and I wanted to take those other visits to make sure, that was right for me.
Yeah.
And so, I think at the end of the day, I made the best decision at the best time. So,
you know, you mentioned then a year ago and mm-hmm. just now with talking to Coach Day about how they sort of see you as the next, I don't want to say Captain Buckeye. Okay. Cause I know that's all big shoes to fill. CJ Hicks obviously was integral in the class of 2022, top four class in the country.
Yeah.
But that is a role you're comfortable with, and it's something that you've talked about. Like, you want to be a class
leader.
For sure.
Yeah. That's a huge part of my recruitment as well, is once I, whatever school obviously I chose, and obviously that was Ohio State, I wanted to become one of those recruiters and not only obviously help the coaching staff as well recruit. And sometimes it's better to talk from player to player and kid to kid instead of like a coach recruiting a player. So, obviously with this COVID season that happened this last year, I, built a lot of connections and relationships with a lot of kids around the country. And, that's going to pay off here. And I'm going to keep talking to all these kids that are interested in Ohio State, and hopefully they come.
Has it been difficult? Because a lot of these kids automatically assumed, I think, like a lot of people do, that Luke Montgomery is going to pick Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're even talking to kids about Notre Dame, for example, a school that you were very interested in at one point.
Yeah.
Is it hard to differentiate, like, just building relationships versus recruiting for a specific school? Or did you always feel like, in a way, you were recruiting for Ohio State?
It was kind of both. I saw myself a couple of times just, like, saying, well, what do you feel about Ohio State? Like, what do you think? What's your insight on them? And then but other times, it's just building that relationship. And I'm still going to be friends with other kids that are going to other places. So it was a little bit of both.
As things wound down in the last couple months, it seemed like, outside looking in, and I mm-hmm. hope you understand, in my perspective, my position, I try not to bother you very much because it's a lot of people in your ear all the time, right? But it seemed like, outside looking in, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, that it was really in the last 2 months, like two schools.
It was between in the last 2 months. It really got down to Michigan, Clemson, Ohio State, and those were the three that I really started taking note and just pulling like different threads out, and it came down to the wire. So
as a kid who grew up in Ohio, as a lifelong Buckeye fan, would you ever have imagined that your final three schools would be A, Ohio State, the team you grew up dreaming of playing for and that's down the road,
mm-hmm.
and then B, Michigan, who you grew up hating your whole life.
Now the team up north.
Clemson, who is one of Ohio State's biggest new rivals in the college world.
Yep.
I mean, would you have ever imagined that recruiting would take you down those roads?
No, I didn't at all, to be honest with you. To be honest, when I first visited the team up north, I really liked their staff a lot, and that's what kind of first I saw the team up north now. I got to get used to that.
You got to get used to it.
I saw them as just a great school and a great place to be at. And obviously now that's hard to say just being going to Ohio State, but there's obviously some really great people there that do a great job. And I think they'll be on the up and coming.
Was that the hardest phone call to make?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, both of them, actually. They were both pretty hard.
So how do you as a person revert back to now I have to hate that school? I mean, is it simple, I guess, because as you just said, there are people there that you like, but you have to hate the logo and you have to hate the uniform and you have to hate I mean, do you think that's going to be a challenge to get back to hate?
I mean, for all the people out there that are going to backlash me for this, I do think it will, because I really grew a pretty dang good relationship with Coach Harbaugh and Coach Moore and all them, and they're great people. They were super awesome in the recruiting process, and I'll always have that connection after these 4 or 5 years go by, or however long I'm at Ohio State. So
I think recruiting's changed, though, in a way, because of the transfer portal, because of everything else that's out there. Like, it doesn't make sense for guys to just end relationships. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
These are people who are going to be professional connections for you the rest of your life. But
for sure.
You know, as you started to look at the difference between the coaching staffs, and Ohio State obviously just made a big change at the position they're recruiting you for.
Yeah.
And then you had the rumors about Jim Harbaugh potentially leaving off to
the
NFL.
Was hard, for sure.
Did you get a sense in the last month and a half that college recruiting is a much more of a business than you wanted it to be?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, all these coaching changes and all that, and then the transfer portal, and then all this, and then especially on top of that, the NIL, which is just absurd and probably going to have regulations on it by the time I'm in college. So it's definitely a business. There's a lot of stuff that go into it. I mean, it more than the people see. Yeah. There's so much things that go on behind the scenes. So
if you could, you know, obviously Ohio State hires Justin Fry as new offensive line coach on January 4th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't allowed to see you until the 14th.
Yeah.
How did Justin Fry get comfortable with you and you with him so quickly?
He blew my mind, to be honest with you. That first day he got the job, he actually texted me, and then I got on the phone with him ASAP. Wanted to know what he was like. And from that call, I mean, just his personality, I thought fitted me a lot. And once I saw him at the high school, our high school game, I just waved to him, obviously, because you can't really talk to him. But after that, I called him. We had a great call, and I actually went up to Columbus the next day. And that's where it kind of hit me is he had, like, a full presentation done for me on, broken down my film and then other practice things and stuff like that, technique stuff to work on as an O-lineman. So it was about, my mom, dad, and I were in there for about 2 hours. He was coaching me up, coaching my parents up. And that's what really hit me, is like his personality and just how he is fits me a lot. And that's what initially wanted me to make this decision quicker.
Because you weren't really set on playing the offensive line until like a month ago.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, did that presentation, what was it? Was it Mike Elston leaving Notre Dame? Was it something else that you were like, hey, you know what? Actually, this is the way.
Yeah. It was kind of both. I initially thought I was going to play O-line a couple months prior to that, obviously, but I didn't want to let that out and have people stop recruiting me. And obviously, it was Coach Elston.
Yeah.
When he left, I knew Coach Moore would not let me go to D-line at the team up north. So that was the only school I was really looking at. Notre Dame was defensive line. And obviously, once that happened, it was just a way easier decision and a little bit of weight off my back. So
that Saturday visit to Ohio State in January was you, was Will Smith, was Malik Hartford, and I think A.J. Hoffler from Georgia. Mm-hmm. I don't think there was anyone else.
There was Mason Maggs was there as well.
So Mason Maggs, I talked to him. A preferred walk-on quarterback from Dublin who has now you know, committed to Ohio State as a preferred walk-on. Was there ever a sense before this last month where you either believed or were worried that you weren't like a priority?
No, not at all. I think they did a pretty good job. Just when I really like Coach Studd, and I was hoping to work with him now, and I'm hoping he finds a job because I really liked him as well. Once he got let go, I didn't really talk to them as much, but I knew they were just trying to find a new coach for the O-line, so it was all right to me, and it didn't really bother me at all.
I ask that just because sometimes it seems like as an Ohio guy that maybe people take things for granted or could take it for granted.
Yeah.
But there was never a sense of that with Ryan Day in your recruitment.
Yep.
You know, I jokingly asked you in a text message a few weeks ago, like, you had a basketball game in Toledo where – Ryan Day and the entire Buckeye staff was there. Yeah. Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan staff was there. Notre Dame staff was there. Like those, that's the entire population of Ohio loves those three schools.
Right? Yeah.
And I asked you what it feels like to be the most popular guy in Ohio. And you were like, what do you mean? And I'm like, do you realize that now, after all that, that now two-thirds of those people are going to be like, ah, that kid sucks?
Yeah, I mean, it comes with the territory, as my parents always said. So you got to ignore that, obviously, and just keep on rolling. And I chose a school I wanted to go to. And if you don't like that, I'm sorry, I guess.
Well, I think a lot of people will like it, especially in this area. Finley is one of those crossroads, though, like I said,
with
Ohio State,
yep.
Michigan, Notre Dame. It is a very interesting area population-wise as people from all those stripes.
Yeah.
But, you know, as this is now behind you, what are you most looking forward to? But also, what did this last year teach you about the game of football that maybe you didn't know?
So for the first part of the question, I'm sorry. Wait, I'm
going to have to. Well, like either way, do you want to look? You can look forward. You can look back.
Yeah.
You decide. This is your journey.
Yeah. So I'll answer the second question. I learned so much stuff. I mean, just what this comes with this territory, like I said, and being a bigger time recruit is obviously a blessing. There's also some challenges on the way. So, I definitely faced those, and then just being able to go in and learn stuff that I never learned from coaches would be the number one thing, is just breaking down film and watching all that stuff and just being like, whoa, I mean, I got a lot of stuff to learn. I'm just new pup to this. So, what was the first question?
Well, sorry. I'm interested in what you're going to do now, because you spent so much time on the recruiting trail.
Like, yeah.
What are you looking forward to getting back to and being just a normal kid?
It's just like it's a weight off my back, and I'm going to be having just fun with my friends and going on my senior year. Just having a lot of fun and not worrying about anything, and making other people's days, obviously, like the little kids around here in Finley. So
my goal, if I can, especially for guys like yourself who grew up dreaming of Ohio State, my goal is to make you cry. So what I want to know is, how sad are you that you might be done playing basketball in a few weeks?
Oh, it is super sad. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
but
I was trying to really sneak that in there.
So actually, it's super sad. We're going to have a great team. We have a great team this year. And I believe we're 14 or 15 and 5 right now. Playoffs are coming up in about a week. It's going to be super hard for me to let go, because that was my love of the sport. But you didn't make me cry, because I actually have our LeBron team. Yeah. We're getting back together in Akron and playing a tournament. LeBron's going to coach us on July 1st. So I'm pretty excited about that.
So that will be the final hurrah.
That'll be the final hurrah, and it couldn't go better. Couldn't go out better than that. So.
Then it's all about putting on weight and recruiting, right? And becoming the recruiter. I don't want you to have to name names of who you're really focusing on in your class 2023, but do you have a sense of how you want to develop this class? Do you have a core group of guys that you're already after? But also, how difficult will it be for you to not go over the top recruiting the other Ohio State prospect in your home?
Yeah, that's a great question. The first part, so the five of us, we're all going to be recruiting the heck out of other kids. We've been talking about it in a group chat, and I know Cedric lives down in Florida, obviously, so he's going to work on those Florida kids, and obviously we'll help too. And then we're going to up here, up in the north side, we'll be working on the kids here and all around the country. So there are definitely some names out there that I'm going to recruit the heck out of. And, I mean that. And then, so the second part,
it's weird, right?
It's so weird.
So for those of you who are watching this that don't know or aren't following recruiting 3 years down the road, Luke's younger brother, Ryan Montgomery, is a 2025 quarterback. He's the only 2025 quarterback in the country that Ohio State has offered a scholarship to.
Yeah.
And he's now going to have to go through this whole process.
Yep.
So what do you, how do you separate or differentiate between the role of big brother and guidance counselor and recruiter?
Well, I'm obviously going to let him know that Ohio State is the place to go, but at the end of the day, I want him to be happy, and it's a whole different recruiting process as a quarterback in general, and his personality is completely different than mine. So maybe Ohio State doesn't fit him. I hope it does, but if it doesn't, obviously I'll cheer him on wherever he goes. Maybe not the team up north, though. That'd be pretty insane. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but that'd be pretty insane if we played at the rivalry schools.
Yeah, we'll worry about that down the road. And I will say this, 2 years ago when I first met you, you were a little more shy than you are now.
Yeah.
And Ryan, even in the last 2 years, has certainly started to come out of his shell a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll start to see that. You were the first 2023 prospect that was ever on this show. And I'm positive Ryan will be the first 2025, but I don't want to put that kind of weight on his shoulders yet. Do you remember the first time you were on the show?
Donnell Stadium. Donnell Stadium, I was choking on words. Yeah. And
I was like 60 pounds heavier. It was great.
It was awesome.
See how much can change in such a short amount of time? So it's been a wild ride. A year ago tomorrow, Ohio State offered Luke Montgomery a scholarship. Today, he is commitment number 5 in the class of 2023 for Ohio State. And we'll begin putting together the Buckeyes' next great recruiting class. So for Luke Montgomery, I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Letterman Rail. Thanks for watching.